Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on there. Amen. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. To take you off the broad way, put you on the straight and narrow way, so you can make it to the kingdom of God. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God. We're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Praise God. Amen. We're going to continue the message talking about there's power in the name of Jesus. Call a neighbor and a friend. Let them know the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in to today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, praise God. It's sad, amen, in our cities and towns, how that people rather to serve sin. People like to steal and shoplift in stores. Amen. It's bad to steal. You hear me? Praise God. Take something that you didn't pay for. But Jesus come to deliver you from that stealing spirit. You don't go in stores and shoplift.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, you don't go on a job and steal stuff from the job and take it home. You don't do that. Praise God. But Jesus come to deliver you from stealing. Amen. Jesus come to deliver you from, praise God, the desire to cheat. Because cheating is just another form of stealing. But Jesus come to deliver you from, amen, all of that. I'm telling you, praise God. And fix it so you can be honest and true. Praise God. Amen. Let's go to Colossians 3:17, Missionary Velvet. What did the Bible say in Colossians 3:17? Praise God. What Paul said? Praise God.
Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
Amen. Whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in Jesus' name. In other words, live right in your everyday life. That's why I preach it. Live right. Don't you know when Christ come in us, he changes our attitude. He changes our ways. He changes, amen, our conduct. Amen. Everything about you changes. Because you're not like the world. There's a difference in a Christian and a person that's unbeliever. Amen. I'm telling you. You're supposed to live a changed life. You're supposed to be different because Christ makes the difference in the way you conduct yourself, in the way you, amen, carry on your life, in, amen, how you live. It's supposed to be a change in you. You're not like the world. We live in an age where you can't tell the world from the church. The world is coming in the church. But I want to let you know, when Jesus come in you, you put a difference between holy and unholy. You hear me? Praise God. Because Christ makes a change. Amen. You don't curse like the world, like I talked about earlier. You change your conversation. Your conversation is holy. Amen. I'm telling you, because the world is watching you. Yes, he is. If you say you're a Christian, he's watching you. And see, do you curse like they do? But I want to let you know, when Christ come in you, amen, he fixes so he take that cursing demon out you. Amen. Well, you don't use profanity no more. Praise God. I'm telling you, it don't slip out because it's not in there. Amen. But if it's in there, it's going to slip out because the devil is in there. Praise God. But Jesus, get that devil out. You don't have nothing to curse with because the devil is gone. You hear me? Praise God. Amen. And Jesus will take that stealing demon out. Well, you don't steal no more. Amen. He'll take that fornication demon out. Well, you don't fornicate no more. That lust demon out. Well, you don't lust no more. Jesus will take that mess out of us. Praise and God. Place the new nature in us. The nature of Christ. That's the new birth being boned again. Water baptism does not take it out. Water baptism is a testimony. You're changing your way of living. But water baptism don't take sin out. Amen. And I'm putting on radio so people can know that. You need something stronger than water baptism. You need the power of the blood of Jesus to take sin out by the root. That's why John said in the Gospel of St. John 1:29, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Jesus takes sin out of the sinner. Amen. Praise God. The Gospel according to St. John 1:29, Missionary Velvet. I'm a Bible preacher. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, I preach that Bible. Glory to God. Amen. What did the Word of God say? Because a lot of people think they can go in the water and the water take away their sins. But that's not true.
John 1:29. And the next day, John said, Jesus coming unto him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world."
He said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Not the sins, but the sin of the world. Jesus come to root that Adam nature out of us. You hear me? Praise God. Root that thing out of us. Amen. The water is a testimony that you're changing your way of living. But it takes the power of the Lamb of God to do that. There's power in the name of Jesus. His blood. That's where his name at, is in his blood. Where he shed his blood at. Not in the Jordan River. But he shed his blood at Calvary. You hear me? Calvary. That's where you need to go to. Go to Calvary. And let Jesus give you that blood bath. Let him wash you in the blood. Clean your life up. Write your name on heaven's road. Give you a seat in the kingdom. Glory to God. So you can be able to be sweeping through the gates of heaven. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. Praise our God. I know there's a group running around. Amen. Hollering the boat. Amen. Amen. Acts 2:38. Glory to God. Amen. But there's a mystery in Acts 2:38. You hear me? It takes the Holy Ghost to dig that mystery out. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm tired of people making a doctrine over Acts 2:38. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. What did Acts 2:38 say, Missionary Velvet? Give me Acts 2:38. Glory. Because people are making a doctrine out of it. Glory to God. Amen. What did Acts 2:38 say? Glory to God. Amen. Because Peter preached a Holy Ghost sermon. What did he say? What did Acts 2:38 say? Glory to God. Amen.
Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost."
Now, man, Peter preached a Holy Ghost sermon saying, "Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sin." And people think, well, I go in the water and be baptized in Jesus' name, then I done what Acts 2:38. Let me, I got news to let you know. Amen. It's incomplete. You hear me? Amen. I know folk getting mad with me. If you get mad with me, because the devil is in you. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. It's incomplete because Jesus came out of the Jordan River. He went to Calvary. Did you go to Calvary? You hear me? Amen. His name is not in the Jordan River. His name is at Calvary. You got to go to Calvary to get washed in the blood. Amen. And let the Lord breathe in your soul and sanctify your holy. And get that mad demon out you. Get that devil out you. Because there are so many Christians get washed in the blood. They get baptized in water. They get baptized in water. Amen. And then act like the devil when they come out. Glory to God. Amen. But I got news to let you know. When Jesus washed you in the blood and sanctify your holy, he get that mad demon out you. Get all that evil out you and put the nature of Christ in you so you'll love this preaching. Because Jesus said in St. John 8:36, He that the Son set free is free indeed. He give you a deed to your freedom. You heard me? Make you free from your sins. Glory to God. Amen. I talk to church people. Amen. Talking about you baptized in Jesus' name. And amen. And you can't live right. Amen. Talking about they got a Holy Spirit. They got a spirit, but it's so not holy. Amen. And tell me, they like they can't live right. Amen. I'm telling you. I know it's a powerful message. We can't get all in one 15-minute broadcast. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. I know this is soul search. This is a soul searching message. Glory to God. Amen. It's time to wake up. You heard me? Wake up, church. Glory to God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, let me repeat with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus, eye disease. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, deliver people from drugs and alcohol. Lord, set them free in the name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. Praising God. While you're praising the Lord, here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise in a song, say, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loved each and every one of us, hallelujah, and he wants the best for us. You heard the message Ella Holmes preach, we have to come to Jesus. We have to allow him to take out our appetite to do wrong. And so you believe that prayer, you just said, Lord, I thank you for forgiving me. I thank you for setting me free. And you had other situations where you're thinking, Lord, it's for reviving me and uplifting me. And you keep on thinking and praising God and write us about it. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. And there is hope for you. There is nothing too hard for my God to do for you. Those in the free world thinking for your prayer and support of our ministry. You continue to pray for us as we pray for you. And those that need Jesus in the free will, the Lord is there for you. He has not forgotten you either. He can make things right with you. So you can have peace, joy while you're living in this world. And then to go home with heaven with him. And remember that Jesus loves you and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, hallelujah, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to give him a chance, and he will answer you. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vell and myself. We'll be able to get into more open doors, to get into more jails and prisons, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because it's rough in some of these prisons. I'm telling you, those of you in the free world don't realize how rough some of these prisons can be. Some of these jails can be. But I'm telling you, but the power of God can change people's lives in these rough jails and prisons. Glory to God. So prayer. Pray for those that work in these places. Because it's not easy doing these jobs in these jails and prisons. Because they need prayer. Amen. Amen. So to the next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.